This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and a new team of state wildfire investigators are looking into the cause of the Stone Canyon fire near Lyons. CPR's Ishan Thakur reports.
Last weekend, thousands of people arrived in Lyons to celebrate the annual Rocky Grass Festival. Musician and longtime resident Casey Groves says it felt like a family reunion with 4,000 of her best friends. A few days later, the town was evacuated. Groves said the town rallied and will come together again after the Stone Canyon fire.
It doesn't mean that this can't happen again or even like next week.
Groves returned home yesterday. Even though she's been largely spared from the fire, she's worried more wildfires could ignite this summer. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says he's talked with Vice President Kamala Harris and offered his support to the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee.
I'm really excited to see that she's focusing her campaign on freedom and the future. That's very consistent with the advice that I've given to her and others on the campaign. Every election is about the future. And I think if Kamala Harris can cement herself as the candidate of the future, she will prevail in November.
Would the governor accept a cabinet position in a Harris administration? He told us he's not interested and focused on completing his term as governor. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says a drop in crime in Denver is partly because the city's been helping people experiencing homelessness get off the street, which in turn lets police officers be deployed differently.
We've been able to reprioritize a lot of their time away from what used to be a ton of time spent on encampments. And some of the police districts, 60% of the calls they got were to encampments. That's 60% of their police time that's now freed back up, which helps a lot.
Johnston says officers are focused on being more present in areas at risk for heightened levels of crime and developing relationships with people and businesses in the community. This is CPR News, NKRCC.